I was thinking, Doug, that a lot of folks might think of it in reverse. I mean, for so many city folks, the wilderness is scary. Now, you're a wilderness guide. Do you have people go with you who they're scared as soon as they see a squirrel? I don't know. I mean,
I haven't had too many scared of squirrels, but indeed, many of the folks that I've guided over the years on wilderness expeditions are quite anxious. I remember a young lady in her 30s from Iowa who came on a trip years ago, and I didn't know until we were a couple days into the trip, and she told me, "I've never been to the North Woods before, never camped before." And she was quite anxious about a lot of things. What's that sound? Are there bears? Do the bears come into camp at night? But in tandem with that, it was very interesting. She was the last one to go to bed at night, and she was the first one up at dawn every morning. And I got up one morning, and she was sitting on a boulder watching the sunrise, and I went down and sat beside her, and we just silently watched it together. And I discovered that in spite of the anxiety and some of the fears that she had, which were not just fears of the woods, but kind of fears of life in general, she was on a life journey in which she was kind of discovering her own strength and her own courage. And the reason she was up so late at night and up so early in the morning was she just didn't want to miss anything. She didn't want to miss the northern lights. She didn't want to miss the first bird songs. She didn't want to miss the loons calling. So it was very cool. And everybody's unique and everybody's different. And sometimes our fears and anxieties are paired simply with our wonder and awe at the whole world around us. And if you're new to an area, if you're new to the wilderness, if you're new to the North Woods, for me as a guide, that was always fun to be around because then I would see the woods through fresh eyes. I would see things that I'd been taking for granted and that all of a sudden I would realize had a special beauty or feeling that I'd sort of lost track of.
We do take things for granted once they become part of our accepted universe. And even though we incorporate them into our beings when they become part of it, it's so helpful to have a fresh perspective to see again the beauty of a chickadee. I watch chickadees outside my window here every day. I mean, they're here all the time, and we've got feeders, and chickadees are one of the most regular birds here. But now I'm going to look at them anew because they're your totem bird.
Well, you do that.